Professor Shin, do you know anything more about Madeleine's health condition than has been reported so far?
I don't know anything additional beyond that which has been reported both by the government of Ethiopia and by the numerous commentaries on the Internet, and they vary enormously. And I simply wouldn't want to comment any further on them since I don't have any hard information.
Now, the government held a press conference today and reportedly said that Meles has been advised by his physicians to take sick leave and that he will return to work when he is recuperated. What do you make of that?
Well, that certainly suggests that there is a significant health issue. You wouldn't make a statement like that that is so open-ended unless the problem is significant. And there was a comment, for example, a couple of days ago by Sabat Nega, who's a very close friend of Meles, indicating that he thought Meles would be back on the job within a week or so. The statement you just read to me suggests that it could be longer than a week. So I think we're talking about an open-ended issue.
During your time as U.S. ambassador to Ethiopia, Professor Shin, you did work with the Meles government and have seen up close how that government operates. What do you think is going on behind the scenes at this rather important juncture?
Well, that's an interesting question, and obviously I'm speculating. I would also point out that Prime Minister Meles was in Washington on May 18, and I had an occasion together with a large group of people to hear him. I did not have a private meeting or anything, and I was there during the question and answer session. And at the end of that session, I did not detect any health issue. He seemed to me to be perfectly normal at that time. And he also made a couple of comments that I thought were relevant to the current situation. Meles is the kind of an individual who plans ahead. And it appears, with the benefit of hindsight, that whatever his health problem is, he probably has known about it for some time. This was not some sort of a surprise issue, at least that would be my guess. And if I'm correct in that assumption, then I would be willing to bet very good money that he has been planning for some way to deal with this issue in order to ensure some kind of reasonable succession of government in Ethiopia.
Speaking of hypotheticals, now, if his health condition were to prevent Meles from resuming his official duties, what would this mean for Ethiopia, both in terms of governance and foreign relations?
Well, in the immediate aftermath, you would have the Deputy Prime Minister, Haile Mariam Desalegn, taking over, and then it would be up to the House of People's Representatives at some point in the not-distant future to name a replacement Prime Minister. The question will be, how well has the transition been organized, and how long has Meles known, if he is incapacitated, about the need to organize a transition? And if he has known about it for some time, then it could be a relatively smooth transition. If this is a more abrupt situation, then it could be far more difficult. And I obviously am not privy to the inside workings of the EPRDF, so I have no idea what they have done behind the scene. But I think the way Meles works is that he probably has done quite a lot to try to ensure a transition of the EPRDF at least through 2015, through the next elections. And after that, of course, it may be a whole new ballgame.